These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix's independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs. Well, hello and welcome to Science Talks with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. It's great to have all of you listening in today. Today's topic is all about how to maintain weight loss. And, you know, this is interesting. I know we have the beautiful Jillian Barkum on with us, and she's going to explain kind of why we're delving into this topic right now and kind of set us up for today. But we are going to cover so much that really drives home all of the little things that you should be considering, looking into, and doing to really maintain ultimate health and well-being and to maintain the weight loss so that, you know, we don't see people maybe rebounding a little on the scale. But for those of you that are just tuning in to this program for the very first time, Jillian is an amazing person. She's a registered dietitian. She started her career at Isagenix in our research and development department, and she was focusing on science communications, which has a lot to do with our health blog, isagenixhealth.net. She knows the products inside and out. She's actually even taken stage a couple of times and trained product, and she actually recently switched departments totally, huge shift here, into the sales department and joined the sales team. She holds the title of Senior Lead Coordinator of Sales Programs. And this is where she's helping all of our professionals programs function and roll smoothly, as well as our athletes program. But we're just excited to have her with us on board at World Headquarters. And with that, it's great to have you on the program today too. So welcome, Jillian.
Thanks so much for having me, Kirsty, as always.
Yes, absolutely. And I love this topic, how to maintain weight loss. Because, you know, rarely we do see people rebound a little here, there. Maybe we're going to dig into why that is and really give some good tips to ensure that that doesn't happen. But it's really about reaching that ultimate level of health and well-being and weight loss goals and all that good stuff, right?
Right, exactly.
All right. And then as far as, you know, let's kind of dive in a little bit as far as what is needed to set yourself up with success.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one of the biggest things is you have to start off with, it even starts before you hit that weight loss goal. That's going to really help you maintain that weight. And one of the biggest things is that how we lose weight will determine the ease of that weight maintenance. And something really important, and this is something that Kirsty and I have been talking about, and Dr. Colgan has talked about as well, is having a healthy weight loss. You know, some people experience this rapid weight loss when they do these fad diets and they lose, you know, 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And, you know, sometimes when you do start a healthy eating program, even something like Isagenix, you will experience that initial rapid weight loss. But we really want it to be a healthy release of weight. And a general example is about 1 pound per week. Now, that is, again, that's kind of when you're going through this weight loss period. But of course, that initial weight loss, a lot of times it is a little bit more drastic. But the idea is that you eventually want to get to this point where you're losing about 1 pound a week. And that's the reason for that is it's not going to be this rapid effect on your body. Because when you're losing a weight, a lot of things are changing, everything from your hormones, your muscles. So we really need to make sure that we're having a healthy transition from a higher weight to a more stable weight. Another thing that's really important for maintaining your weight, and this happens during that process when you're losing the weight, is a higher protein diet. We know muscle is so important for keeping your metabolism going. It's going to help you burn that fat. And, you know, you never want to lose those benefits of having that muscle. Muscle is such a greedy, greedy tissue. It takes a lot of calories just to maintain it. So having that muscle is going to help you maintain your weight down the road. You know, you can do, again, let's just jump back to those fad diets. You lose weight really rapidly, but a lot of times it's at the expense of muscle mass. So when you're losing this muscle, in the end, you know, after you get to that goal weight, what you're going to lose is a lot of muscle mass. And so your metabolism is going to be lower. And when you start to maybe, you know, have a little more freedom in your diet, enjoy different foods a little bit more, you're going to gain weight really quickly. So having that protein during that weight loss phase is really important. And something I just cannot, you know, miss out on is really the mental preparation. I've worked with so many people who have goals of weight loss. And Kiersey, I know you can talk about this too, but it's really beyond willpower. You know, people can be determined to reach a certain number on the scale, but if you aren't truly happy with yourself, if you really don't have goals of what you want for yourself that are really true and realistic rather than based on what other people think or what you perceive needs to be, that you're never going to really stick there. You're never going to be able to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So I think really having that mental preparation of true visions and goals is really going to set you up for success for when you do reach that goal weight and are looking to maintain.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you on all of that, especially with your mental preparation. There's so much that goes into that. I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit more on that as we go along. But, you know, and really what you're doing and how it fits into your lifestyle. You know, I remember sometime last year, I don't know, maybe 8 months ago, 10 months ago, there was a post on Facebook and it was a lady that was like, help me, you know, somebody's going to return all of her product because I told her she couldn't have red wine in the evenings and she doesn't want to do the program now. And I was like, wow, well, you know what? Hold on for 1 second. I mean, if this person is insistent upon having red wine every night, it is who they are, it is their lifestyle, it might be a cultural thing. Are they better off doing Isagenix and having the one glass of red wine every night than not doing Isagenix at all? And the answer is obviously yes, do Isagenix and have your one glass of red wine every night. It's really about figuring out what is good for you. And I think so many times people have the all or nothing mentality, and it's either if I'm going to have one cookie, I'm going to eat all, you know, 12 cookies. Or if I can't have the red one, I'm not going to do Isagenix at all. But really it's about balance. It's about figuring out what's going to work in your lifestyle. And the other thing too, to this, Jillian, is the guilt, because I think along with the all or nothing mentality, comes the guilt, because we tend to be pretty hard on ourselves. So if we're not doing the program just as so-and-so does it, or, you know, just so, or this way or that way, that we end up feeling these emotions and feelings, guilt being one of them, and, you know, that can really sabotage results in and of itself, or make us quit. Even if a vacation pops along, or a birthday, or let's say that there's happy hour that you're meeting the girls to on Friday night, you know, that you want to go to, it's really about the overall health and well-being and the lifestyle. And so let's talk about this for a second. You know, like, how do people, what would be a really good way to manage life events and still maintain ultimate health and maintain that weight?
Yeah, I love that you kind of talked about that, because one of the biggest things is that it's not all or nothing. You really have to find flexibility in your diet and in your lifestyle if you want to achieve that ultimate health. You know, like you mentioned a couple of those life events, like vacations or birthdays or even just going out to happy hour. Those are all times that you really want to still be able to enjoy. And they're going to come up no matter what. You know, you're going to experience those things, you know, after you do your 30 day or after you reach that weight, that goal, and you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle. Those are always going to be there. And we never want to feel like we can't enjoy those things, right? So it's really, like you said, throwing out the guilt, really trying to enjoy those and be real with yourself. Those things are going to come along. And, you know, if you want to enjoy a glass of red wine, it's not going to throw off your entire diet or your lifestyle, right? So it's about really finding the balance. I think that really is the key, is finding the balance where you're still enjoying those things, but at the same time, you still have that great nutrition you can fall back on. So that's something that I've personally experienced for using Isagenix for almost, I have been saying 10 years, but I just realized that, Kiersey, that I've been been using Isagenix for 11 years now. So it just keeps growing, growing. But you know, you always have those, the shake days and the cleanse days that are tools you can always fall back on. You always have them in your back pocket. So even if, you know, you are going on a vacation for a weekend, you know, you can still, when you get back, you can still have that cleanse day to really kickstart, get back to that healthy lifestyle that you know really makes you feel good. You know, even when you're on that vacation or traveling, having those shakes and bars with you so that in the morning you have, you know, maybe you have a shake for breakfast at the hotel, but you know that you're going to be out and about, so you're going to go have a great lunch with someone and maybe even have dinner with your family since you're on vacation. So it's all about really finding that balance, enjoying those life events, and still knowing that Isagenix can help you along the way to stay on track.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And live your life and do what's best. There are some things, though, that you cannot get around. For instance, here's a really good analogy. If you want a tight toned abdominal region or a tight toned tush, you're not going to get it by laying on the couch, right? I mean, You need to go to the gym. You need to get your body moving. You need to do specific things that work those areas of the body to enhance those areas of the body. The same thing goes nutritionally as well. Isagenix is a really simple system. And I will say this, it's easy to get results, especially in the first 30 to 60 days. But for some people, for a certain few, keeping it off might be harder. And I want to have you focus on something real quick, because the products aren't on trial anymore. It's really Human Air that may make that scale kind of skew, or weight might come back on. But the Skidmore study is so profound. So is the UIC. And these studies really validate what happens when people go on Isagenix, even for longer periods of time, when it comes to maintaining weight loss. So can you just review the studies, especially the Skidmore study, because that one was done over a 15-month period of time, when it comes to Isagenix versus standard diet that the average American would be eating?
Yeah, and I love that you said that the products aren't on trial now. It's really that Human Air, because we know that if you follow the system, we have these studies to show that it is really going to lead to that weight loss and that healthy balance and really having that health parameter that you want to achieve. So I love that little saying. And I think you're right. Losing weight is not usually that hard for people, but keeping it off is really what is a challenge. And so with Isagenix, we know that it can really help and help people maintain weight. So like you said, with our Skidmore study, that kind of took our UIC study to another level, because we wanted to see if Isagenix could help people maintain their weight. And you can read, I mean, I've read a million diet books and different blogs and stuff, and a lot of health professionals out there agree that really that weight maintenance and keeping it off is really what's going to be successful and help people really transform their lives. So the Skidmore study was just so groundbreaking, because it really showed that Isagenix can help people maintain their weight over a long period of time. You said it was 15 months long. And so we had that 12 months, 12 of those months was the weight maintenance phase. So part of the study first started out with a weight loss phase. So they did like a 30-day system where they're really actively, you know, trying to lose some weight. And after that 11 weeks, they jumped into the phase two, which is that 12 months of weight maintenance. And they had a little more flexibility. The people in the study were able to have a little more flexibility in their diet. They, instead of doing one cleanse day a week, they were only required to do one or two cleanse days a month. So again, it was kind of up to them, a little more flexibility for them. And so part of it is, you know, is that still going to work and help people lose weight if they're not being so strict with the Isagenix system? And what we saw was that those who followed even the more relaxed, flexible maintenance of Isagenix versus people following a very healthy, heart-healthy diet, we saw that people that using the Isagenix system for maintenance still maintained their body weight, so they maintained their weight loss. They maintained their visceral fat loss and even lost a little bit additional visceral fat loss during the weight maintenance phase. again, with the body fat as well, losing additional body fat compared to the heart healthy group that actually gained back their body fat during that maintenance phase. And that's something that we see with a lot of other diets, right? It's difficult, especially when you're trying to manage your own diet and plan your own meal. So the ease and convenience of Isagenics really helps you maintain it. And something that really stood out to me and I think is really important during the weight maintenance phase for people following the Isagenics system, they actually gained more muscle, more lean body mass. And I mentioned earlier how that is so important to really help you maintain your weight, because muscle really is that furnace inside of you that burns calorie, that gives you strength, and even helps with mobility. And then we saw that people following the heart healthy diet during the maintenance phase began to lose muscle mass. So really, Isagenics all in all, when you combine it as a weight loss program, but also as a weight maintenance and just a lifestyle form of nutrition, you're going to be really having all of those benefits that are going to help you have a healthy weight, feeling good, have high energy, better sleep, and all those things that we need to really have a healthy, balanced lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. You know what? If I was a participant in the Skidmore study and I was a part of the group that was asked to get off of Isagenics onto mm-hmm. a standard diet, I would have had a conniption fit.
You know
I'd
what?
No.
Actually, Dr. Paul has mentioned that there were some people that were not very happy. And actually, I believe one of them did drop out and ended up using so that she could continue using Isagenics, because she felt so great, had such great results during the weight loss phase. And then when she was going to be told to be in the heart healthy diet for the weight maintenance phase, she was like, no, I got to keep on with this. I'm loving how I'm feeling. So I totally agree with you. I would have been the same way. And it sounds like some of those study participants were feeling the same way too.
Yeah, no kidding. And clearly the results are that those that continued on with Isagenics versus those that got off of Isagenics went on to the heart healthy, you know, the results are just like night and day. But okay. So obviously now with the Skidmore study, the Isagenics groups, they had more flexibility, mm-hmm. During their diet phase, their protocol and their weight maintenance phase. So how does this translate to someone who completed a 30-day or even two and is at their goal weight right now? What happens next?
Right. So this is kind of it's actually a really great question and one that we get a lot, you know, like at the Ask Nutritionist booth, at events and through emails. So, you know, when you do a 30-day, and like you said, maybe even two, maybe after you do 30 days, you're not really where you want with your weight, or you still have other health goals, so you do a second 30-day or even a third, however many you do. But once you do reach that goal weight, what next, right? And this study really helps us to kind of see some tips on what we can do next. And this is something that I think is really important. And it's all about customization, because, you know, during that 30-day, I love it because it has great guidelines to really get you into it, really change some of those habits. But at the end of the day, you have to make it work for you. You have to make it become a lifestyle that's going to fit into your life. So I'm all about customization. And something that I love for these, that shake day. So once you've kind of reached that goal weight, a regular shake day following the 30-day system is about 1,200 calories, give or take. Because obviously if someone, you know, a heavier set male that is eating more calories, they might be consuming more bigger meals or bigger snacks or something like that. But what I would like to introduce is actually having a little bit bigger amount of calories on those maintenance shake days. So closer to about 1,500 calories. For someone that is fairly active, you know, maybe not an athlete, but, you know, you go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. And so you want to have about 1,500 calories. So what that translates to is about 2 shakes or bars or soups, you know, 2 meal replacements a day, plus 2 healthy meals, probably about, you know, 400, 500 calories rather than the 600, and then a healthy snack or two. So again, you want to shoot for about 1,500 calories, but I have really seen that having an extra meal in there is going to help people have that little bit of extra calories so they feel satisfied, they feel like they can do this, it becomes more of a lifestyle, and having that healthy snack helps them along too. So I'll just give myself as an example. You know, that's kind of what I do, because I don't have any weight loss goals, but I just want to be healthy and stay, you know, stay fit and have energy and be able to have that energy to go to the gym. So first thing in the morning, usually a small snack for me. So my favorite thing is a piece of Ezekiel bread, which is that kind of like whole grain, very nutritious bread, along with some nut butter and usually some sort of fruit. I usually just, instead of jelly, I just put fresh fruit on top of it. So like slices of an apple or banana or berries on top of it. So that's kind of like a small snack that I start out my day, because when I wake up, I'm hungry. And then, you know, in the morning, like around 10 a.m., by the time I get to the office, been working a little bit, I'll have my first shake. So that's one shake of the day so far. And then I actually, my biggest thing is I usually go to the gym during lunch. It just kind of gives me a break from work, get kind of energized, get back at it. So right after lunch, lunchtime, when I get back from the gym around 1 o'clock, I'll have another shake. And then come around 3 o'clock, I'm pretty hungry again. So, cause I did that little bit of workout. So I'll kind of have a small meal. So it's a little bit more than a snack. But it's not, say, like a big dinner that I would make at home. So, you know, I'll have whether it's cottage cheese with some apple slices, maybe a couple of hard-boiled egg with it. So more than just one little snack, but kind of a smaller meal. And then when I get home, like around 5 or 6, I'll have dinner with my husband. So that's closer to a 500, 600 calorie meal. So basically the whole premise of this is really to make it work for you. And I think having those a little bit of extra calories is people feel more inclined that they can do this as a lifestyle rather than having to do it to lose weight and get to a certain point. So I encourage you to take that shake day, really customize it for yourself so that it's going to fit in and really get you where you want to be and help you maintain that weight. But there's a couple of general rules. So when you introduce this flexibility, of course, we have to be careful about it, Kirsty, right? I mean, all of a sudden, if you say after 30, okay, it's really flexible, do whatever you want, do what fits into your lifestyle. Sometimes that's not enough guidance to really help someone help maintain their weight and help them feel good and still get that balanced nutrition. So just a couple rules of thumb to kind of help you along the way. One of them is you usually want to shoot for about 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And that usually ends up being a little bit on the higher end of your protein needs. So if you're a little bit below that, it's okay. So for example, I'm 120 pounds. So 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight is 120 grams of protein. Now with our Isolene Pro shakes and you know, healthy snacks with protein like the hard-boiled eggs, and for dinner if I have some sort of lean meat, I'm going to get there pretty easily. For someone that is 200 pounds, you know, 200 grams of protein can be a little challenging to get in. So there's flexibility in there too, but just a general rule of thumb is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Another thing is, you know, people are always concerned, should I go low carb, low fat? You know, what should I do? And I think kind of a general ratio is just for your diet overall. If you said 40% of what you ate was carbohydrates, 30% was protein, and 30% was fats. Now, if you look at the Isolene shake, the percentage of it is about 40% carbohydrate, 40% protein, and 20% fats. So it's still within that realm, and of course, there's going to be a little bit of variation. So something I love to encourage people to do, just so you can kind of get an idea of what your diet is like, is to do one of those apps, those little meal trackers. And not that you have to do it for the rest of your life, but just commit to doing it for, you know, a week, maybe not even a full week, just the 5 weekdays, to put your meals in there and see what your diet is comprised of. And that will help you down the road so that you can build out that customized shake day, what you need to change, so that it's still within the parameters of, you know, a healthy, balanced diet, but giving you a little bit of flexibility for you to kind of make it work for yourself.
Perfect. I love that. Variety is the spice of life. Flexibility is as well. And I loved you giving the examples of all of the little snack ideas that you do and kind of a breakdown of your day. Mm-hmm. I really would have to say that, honestly, I am all over the place when it comes to what I do on a daily basis. Besides making sure that I get in one shake a day, I'll do one bar a day typically. And for sure, Ionix every day, for sure, the Ageless Essentials Daily Pack with Isogenesis. So there's things that I cannot give up. But some days I have 2 shakes. And then other days there may be a day that I don't even have a shake, which I can feel the difference when that happens. But it's really about nutrient insurance, making sure that you're getting everything that you need. Now, one of the things that I wanted you to talk about is cleansing. Mm-hmm. And let's spend a little bit of time on this, because there's people that cut 2-day cleanses every week consistently. Like boom, boom, boom. And it's, and I know that we've talked about this in the sense that if you are doing more than six cleanse days in a calendared month, you have to make up the calories on shake and meal days. But you know, which is, that's a pretty extreme way of doing things, is knocking out two cleanse days each week. But let's talk about cleanse days once you're in the maintenance phase to maintain weight.
Right. Yeah. And I think you're hit the nail on the head right there is, you know, sometimes people think, well, if I cleanse more, I'm going to get more, you know, closer to my goal faster and lose weight. And sometimes that can be a little overwhelming. That's a lot on your body too, to be cleansing two times every week. And not only just on your body, but also mentally too. So I think it's about, again, customizing that cleanse day, just like we talked with the shake day, and making it work for you. And I've talked to so many people when I just give them that a little bit of, you know, leeway to tell them that you can, you don't have to do it just, you know, like everyone else is doing. You can make it work for you. They're always so grateful just to hear that, right? And I'm sure you've realized that too, Kiersey, talking to people. Just they really love the empowerment of being able to make Isagenix work for them. And that's what it's all about. So with cleansing, same thing goes. You know, for cleanse days, if someone's doing a 30-day, usually the recommendation is one cleanse day per week or two cleanse days, so back-to-back cleanse days every other week. So you do four total in a week. And like you said, some people do more, some people do less. But with the cleanse days, when you've reached your weight loss goals, we know there's so many benefits behind cleansing rather than just weight loss. You know, there's brain health, there's a lot of healthy aging aspects, you know, decreased cravings, things like that. So even myself, I do not have weight loss goals, but I want to be healthy and I want to, you know, really set myself up so that as I'm aging and getting older, that I have all the tools so that I am going to, you know, be at my best health. So things for like customizing your cleanse day. Number one, I love the idea of daily cleansing, because Cleanse for Life, that product by itself is just such a phenomenal product. When you look at the ingredients, there's so much in there that is just going to be beneficial, whether it's antioxidants, those different herbs, botanicals that are going to support your body. So I love the idea of transitioning a little more to those daily cleansing habits, rather than focusing so much on those back-to-back cleanse days every other week, right? So you're still really nourishing your body. And then also just giving yourself, again, a little more leeway. If you did the one cleanse day a week during your 30-day and you got where you wanted, but it was challenging for you, it was hard to do, what about doing one cleanse day every other week? And by the time that one cleanse day comes, I can tell you, when I get that cleanse day, I'm excited for it. I haven't done one in a while. You know, it's been 2 weeks since my last cleanse day, and I'm really looking forward to it because I know how good it makes me feel. So it's, again, making it work for you, customizing it, and not feeling like you have to do those two cleanse days back to back every other week. Now, you know, if something, you know, if you have something coming up, a vacation that you want to look good for, or, you know, if you're, you know, you notice that you have kind of just been eating out a little bit more, so you kind of want to get back on it, you can always jump back into those habits of doing the double cleanse days every other week, or, you know, one cleanse day a week. You can always jump back into it. But I just don't want anyone to ever feel like if they're not doing it by the books, they're not doing it right, so they shouldn't do it at all. It's really about making it work for you. And during weight maintenance, since you've reached that goal, it's about getting those other health benefits besides the weight loss. You know, it's about really giving your body the nutrition that it needs. And also during those cleanse days, there's so many other benefits to it. So I just really encourage people, you know, whether you do the daily cleansing, if you do one cleanse day a week or one cleanse day every other week. And even some people, you know, when I tell them if they're intimidated to do the cleansing, if you do even a half cleanse day, that's a place to start, right? Yes. So if you, before you go to bed, you have a Cleanse for Life drink, and then in the morning you cleanse until 2 or 3 p.m. and then you have a shake. So, I mean, it's all about giving them the power to make those choices. So, Kiersey, do you have any examples of people you've worked with or anyone that's had kind of similar situations?
Yeah. I mean, people that have never cleansed before a day in their life or even fasted, you know, it might freak them out a little bit. So I love that you bring up the fact that, you know, if you want to do a mini half day cleanse, now certainly make no mistake, like a mini half day cleanse is going to have a different effect on the body than if you knock out two full day cleanses,
right?
You know, a full two day cleanse. So, you know, it's not to replace what the 2 day cleanse can do in the body, but you got to start off small sometimes. And, you know, whether it's nightly cleansing or a half day or one day and work up to 2 days. I think that if you can enjoy what you're doing and minimize the amount of stress that you're putting yourself through and just drench the body with nourishment, there's cleansing effects to the shakes. There's cleansing benefits to, you know, the Ionic Supreme, the healthy greens. And so it's not like you are just washing it all out, you know, down the drain by not cutting a 2 day cleanse. I love that we're talking about this. This is really important. Yeah. But let's get into any other, maybe some weight maintenance success tips. Anything else that people really need to be watching for as they're in that weight maintenance phase?
Yeah. So, I mean, we kind of went over a lot of nutrition, you know, aspects from healthy snacks and how you can customize shake days and cleanse days. But of course, something that really has to come into play is exercise. And, you know, I've talked to so many people where they come to me and I've done, you know, 2 or 3 30 days in a row and I've plateaued. I'm not really where I want to be, or, you know, and it's, when I ask them if they're doing exercise and they say, well, no. It's like, well, that's an obvious answer right there, right? I mean, exercise and nutrition really go hand in hand. And, you know, as a dietitian, I always argue, you know, the nutrition is 80%, exercise 20%. But really, you can't have one without the other. And especially resistance training. So that training where you're going to be really focusing on muscle building. And I, you know, don't get, especially I talk to a lot of, you know, women and they say, well, like, no, I don't really want to build muscle. I just want to lose fat. But you can't have one without the other. And really that muscle is going to get you where you want to be. And you're going to get toned. You're going to get fit. You're going to have better health by really focusing on some of those resistance training exercises. So I think, you know, at this point, when you've kind of, if you haven't been engaged in exercise throughout your weight loss phase and you're now at weight maintenance, really incorporating in that exercise is going to be a very important part for maintaining your health. You know, everything from just morning walks to going to the gym and hitting those weights really hard. You know, it's every little bit counts. But I think focusing a little bit on that weight, those resistance training is going to help you maintain that muscle mass. And it's going to help you maintain your weight because, again, that muscle is so important for weight maintenance. It's just going to really keep your metabolism where you want it to be. And it's going to make it a lot easier to really maintain that weight throughout your life.
Absolutely. Love it. I remember someone saying, I work out because I love to eat. And when you work out, you have more lean mass, you can expend more calories. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, that's a really good point. But she's someone who just loves to eat, even if it's healthy foods, you know, even eating a lot of healthy foods. You know, it's good to have good lean mass and a lean body and an active body to be able to roll through that food mass and digest, break down, sort out what it needs and absorb what it needs and then eliminate what it doesn't. But no, this is great. I love this call. I love this podcast because it's so needed. And I think it really helps to keep things into perspective when it comes to maintaining. And with that, Jillian, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Kirsty.
Absolutely. And everybody listening in, thanks for taking time out. Make sure your teams know, your new cleansers know. This is a great call for them to listen to even before they get to their health goals, to that health point when they go into the maintenance phase. So thanks for your time. And until next time, best of health, everyone. Bye-bye.